Good morning. It's the GloucesterCast, and I am here with Ray Lamont, editor of Gloucester Daily Times. Ray, how you doing today?
Hi, Joe. Good to be back over here. Good to see you.
I know. We did an interview a couple years back, and here you are again. We got some news to share with people.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the Gloucester Daily Times, and we're going to talk about you a little bit. Today, we'll start right out front. Today, the Times announced it's going to an online subscription structure.
Right. It's a subscription structure for the website. It's also part of what we're calling in-house our total access coverage, mm-hmm. our total app access subscription plan, which, as we've said a number of times before, that the online GloucesterTimes.com isn't really meant to be instead of the Gloucester Daily Times in print or the other way around. They really go hand in hand and they complement each other, especially lately as we've been adding more additional information online at GloucesterTimes.com. They really are all part of the same expanded coverage. So in that line, the total access coverage now includes subscription to both the Gloucester Daily Times and the online site GloucesterTimes.com. But the GloucesterTimes.com site is no longer freely accessible for people to go in and pull up all the stories. People can get to the homepage for free, but when you go to pull up stories, after some initial free opportunities, it goes to a paid site, and that's all part of the subscription. People can get a GloucesterTimes.com online subscription, or they can get the total access, which includes the
print edition as well.
The print and the online. But it's really geared toward the way that we're structuring our coverage is really geared toward the total access of having the print and the online going hand in hand more than they ever have before.
Now, yesterday, was all of the content that was in the print paper available online? Or were there just parts of it?
It wasn't really condensed versions. That's just about been the case, okay. And that's one of the issues, obviously, that this is aimed at addressing. There are sometimes some photos that appear in the paper that aren't necessarily online. There's a lot of info that's online that's not necessarily in the paper. That's by sheer space.
Right.
For example, we have a news story in today about the significant changes by NOAA in the recreational fishing regulations. We have Sean Horgan's story on it in the paper, and the story is online. Online, however, it also has a listing of all the full regulations right from NOAA that people can access and pull that up on themselves. And that's the kind of thing that you can't, if you tried to do that in a print edition of the Times, it would run about three pages, and you just can't do it.
Right, exactly. That makes sense. Well, you know, I've always been a supporter of the Times, I want to make sure people before... Some people will automatically going to take it's fashionable for them to take shots at the Gloucester Daily Times, but they what I feel is that they don't recognize, first of all, there's been huge cutbacks, and there's financial obligations to pay people, it's so vital for a local community to have fair and balanced journalists that are protected by what are they protected by?
Well, the First Amendment, but it's also we routinely file things to get through Freedom of Information Act and things like that to get information that our government, for example, doesn't want to divulge naturally.
So people come to me regularly and they say, well, I rely on Good Morning Gloucester, and I laugh right off the bat because what we're doing is at Good Morning Gloucester is obviously it's 95% of what we're doing is fluff. And I think it's so vital and critical to keep politicians accountable. And if we don't, and here's an example. When I do not go out of my way to cover anything that I am not interested in at all. A newspaper reporter gets assignments. And I am sure they're not all that thrilled about going to the tax classification meeting that may last 3 hours to get the important information that gets shared with the community that keeps politicians honest. And I'm not saying politicians are dirty, but what I'm saying is that the newspaper ensures accountability, where, you know, what we're doing on Good Morning Gloucester is just, it's for fun, you know what I mean? And we don't have an accountability. And I think it's so important. And people need to realize, I don't know if they feel that they're entitled to, you know, free information, but these people need to get, you know, live lives and be able to support their families. And I think people, before they, I think they should think long and hard about if they want to live in a community where their local news, where they don't have a local newspaper.
Well, I come in first of all, the things you're doing on Good Morning Gloucester are super too. It's a wonderful community service and a great exchange of ideas and so forth. But we're extremely proud of what we do at the Gloucester Daily Times. One way to think of it is that it is watchdog coverage. It is keeping city and state and even federal officials, especially with fishing regulations and so forth, holding them accountable. That's a part of it. It's also showcasing life here on Cape Ann, the day-to-day, giving people the day-to-day information that they can't get anywhere else. And I think that's the big thing with local community newspapers like ours and our local community website, GloucesterTimes.com, as well, is that people can watch the news. You can get general coverage of the marathon, for example. You can get coverage of the governor, what the president is doing. You can get those other places. But the local community newspaper, in our case, the Gloucester Daily Times, is the only place, effectively, you're going to read on a day-to-day basis about last night's dog leash hearing at City Hall, which we have a story up online now at GloucesterTimes.com, and there'll be a story in the paper tomorrow, obviously, about issues like that, about what's really going on in their own neighborhood, in their own city and town, in their own backyard, and that's the bread and butter of every community newspaper. And I think every community newspaper really doesn't just cover the community; it's a part of it, and we've always felt that way as well. But it really is all the news content that you really can't get anywhere else, from local community board meetings to what's going on. We have a story tomorrow on Pride Stride coming up this weekend, to information like church services last week, to local chefs' recipes.
Huge.
I mean, the local focus is really what we're all about. And as the industry has evolved and moved forward and adapted to things online, and until now, a fair amount of that coverage was available free online at GloucesterTimes.com. And as all this goes forward, that production of all of that content, all the local news coverage that people look to us for every day, comes with a cost.
Absolutely.
It has come to the stage where we just can't provide that content or simply give it away for free. It's fairly minimal cost, quite frankly. But we need to try to recoup revenue from the production of that coverage and from the service that we like to think that we're giving people in the community.
The model of people coming in to work to cover stories that not necessarily passions, like, you know, people have passion for schooners, or they have passion for art, but to have people on the ground reporting, typing, meeting deadlines, photography, going to, you know, taking time away from the reporters and photographers, taking time away from their families to go cover something that they're not necessarily all that interested in, but other people are, and is important news. It has to be rewarded, and a model of giving it away, you know, it's just not.
Well, and our duty, frankly, as a community newspaper, is to provide people with all the coverage they need, all the coverage they want, but especially all the coverage they need. Even things like, you know, we'll have letting people know about the Washington Street construction project, so they're not going down there getting caught in traffic jams and getting parking tickets all the time. All of that comes into play, and again, it's all locally focused. It's all news and information that people really can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it's it's well worth the subscription investment in my book. But
I agree.
So it's for us to be able to continue what we've done and really to expand it and make it better. Again, the addition of some of the added content that's online now, where it's really become where there's logistically more online at GloucesterTimes.com than there is in the physical paper for sheer space reasons. Mm-hmm. That makes the online the online content and GloucesterTimes.com even more valuable as we advance.
I say if you care about the community, then you care about your local newspaper. Your local newspaper of record is the Gloucester Daily Times. It has been the Gloucester Daily Times, and I think it's our responsibility as people that love this place to support it.
Well, I appreciate that, John. I think that's hopefully that's the way everyone feels. You get we're doing all we can to get people all the local news that they want and that they need.
All right.
And to be able to do that has to come at some point.
It's not hard to understand. You know what? It's really not hard to understand. Anyone that thought that that local papers or any place can operate for zero and give stuff away all day long is just not being reasonable. And it's a valued service that our community needs. Ray, thanks for coming in. Anything you want to add in closing?
I really appreciate it. Joe. Just that again, we're looking to reach out and serve the community as we have before, more than we ever have before. And people are welcome to give us a call anytime. Continue providing letters to the editor, online comments. Yep. All of that is all part of the community discussion, and that's what we're looking to be. Again, we're not looking to simply cover the community, but we're a part of the community, and it's going to stay that way for a very long time.
Sounds good. I will provide a link to where people can go directly to subscribe in this podcast. People, please support our local newspaper. For Ray Lamont, this is Joey Schumacher. Thanks for listening, people. Have a great day.